It's not easy to get the girl, because if it was, everyone would already have the girl, right? You need to work for it, but chasing a girl normally puts her off, so how do you win her over? Well, we know that girls don't like to be chased. They prefer to do some of the chasing. And if guys are too intense, they will often avoid them, like the plague, so you need to find a middle ground and become the person being chased. So to do this, there are certain behaviours that you need to adopt, which is what today's video is all about. So are you ready to learn those 15 behaviours that will make someone chase you? Of course you are. Here we go. Don't forget to like and subscribe. The first thing you have to do is make the best first impression. This is the most important step, and it's first because of that reason. We have about 7 seconds to make a good impression on someone, and believe me when I say it's a lasting impression. We normally can't change that person's opinion of us after 7 seconds. Even if they grow to like us more, they will always have doubts if the first impression did not go well. So, how do you make a great first impression? Well, first of all, you can't forget to smile. Secondly, walk up to the person with extreme confidence. Introduce yourself and ask them for their name. If they are with their friends, don't forget to talk to the friends as well and ask their names too. It's polite. In that 7 seconds, you need to come across as friendly and as a confident person. And now you have some form of connection because you know everybody's name. Make yourself a challenge. Don't make yourself easy to get. You do need to put some effort into winning a girl over, and that does include showing her attention, but you also need to make yourself challenging to win. For example, you might talk to her when you see her in a bar, but the next time, you wait for her to come to you. When she messages you, you make sure to reply, but you wait an hour before you do. Another way to make yourself a challenge is not to mention your dating life at all, unless she asks, of course. If she says, "Are you dating anyone else?" then yes, you say if you are or not, but don't just come out and tell her, leave her to guess. Always ask the right questions. If you listen to what someone is saying to you, then it is easy to ask the right questions. Imagine you are at a bar with a girl and she is talking about the new job she's just started. If you are listening to her, then you will pick up specifics about her new job and be able to ask her questions about that job, showing her that you are interested in her. Now, the more interested you seem, the more interesting she finds you. And girls love it when men show interest in them after all. Give her space. Nothing seems more desperate than always hanging around a girl and never giving her space. And as I've already mentioned, girls like to do some of the chasing, so you need to give her some space to do just that. This isn't necessarily playing hard to get, but it might seem like you are in a girl's eyes, and it will only make her want you more. Pay attention to the small details. Pick up on things that she says and does and remember them. The more that you can remember, the better, because you can use it all later on to impress her. She might tell you, for example, about her friend's wedding that is happening in a few months. If you can remember when it is, then after it happens, you can ask her how it went. Girls simply don't expect guys to remember those small details, so if you do, it makes you someone that she is more willing to chase. Know where to draw the line. Meet her, flirt with her, talk to her, and ask her out on a date. If she does say no, don't keep asking her. It will only make you look desperate and she will instantly stop wanting to chase you. Understanding how much effort you should put in and when to pull back is key if you want her to chase you. If you take it too far, she will be put off, but if you don't take it far enough, she will think that you're not interested. It's simply all about balance. You need to spend time getting to know her. This is a very common thing I see in a lot of relationships. Men are often in a rush to win a woman over. They get them on a date, which means they don't actually step back and simply get to know her. Instead of rushing ahead and trying to corner her into a date, take some time and ask her about herself. Get to know her and understand her before asking her out on a date. This can often lead to a higher success rate because what you have done by getting to know her is make a connection which women don't like to lose easily and will chase a man if it means maintaining that connection. Be funny. It's wild, you know, how important being funny is to a woman. We love men who can make us laugh until we cry. Now, we don't expect you to be a comedian, but cracking the odd joke here and there, very important. If you find it hard to be funny, then don't overthink it, just relax, and I promise it comes naturally in the right moment. Don't give everything away. Mystery is so underrated in dating. Having an air of mystery about you can really make a girl chase you. Why? Because she wants to know more about you. She wants to be the girl that knows you even better than your family does. And that alone will drive a girl and motivate her to chase a guy. Stop chasing her. It sounds simple, right? But it's amazing how many guys still do it. Stop chasing a girl, let her chase you. Because the minute you stop putting all your effort into chasing girls, you will notice that the tables turn and they start chasing you. That's because when you are chasing, you are kind of putting out some desperation. And if you're not chasing, then you are putting out confidence. They know that I am good enough, which is why I don't need to chase girls kind of confidence. And girls find this more attractive and it's more likely to want to pull them in. Socialize with her friends. It's not just about impressing her, it's also about impressing her friends. If a girl's friends like you, then you have basically won. They will be your biggest cheerleaders because whoever their friends date, they have to hang out with, so it's better, right, that they like you than when they don't. And if you really hit it off with them, they will remind her how lucky she is to have you and encourage her to chase after you. And it's a great way for you to stay in conversation as well. Have your own life. Does a girl chasing you sound good? Great. Well, to make this happen, you need to have something worth chasing, and that is an amazing life. You can't be girl crazy at all. You need to focus on other things in your life, like your career, traveling, your friends, your hobbies, interests. These are all the things that a girl will be interested in hearing about and be attracted to. They will love your drive and passion. They want to meet your friends and they want to slot into your already existing exciting life. You will have stories to share and many secrets to tell, and this all makes you a more interesting guy and the kind of person a girl wants to chase. So before you think about girls, guys, promise me you will get your life looking extra fantastic and exciting first. Break the touch barrier. If a girl is kind of attracted to you and you touch her, then she will not be able to stop thinking about you. Honestly, you will be the only thing on her mind. She will think to herself, what does that touch mean? Does he like me? Now, it does not need to be a long touch. It can be something as simple as just tapping her shoulder while giving her eye contact. The quicker the better, actually. So next time you want a girl to chase you, simply touch her and watch her come running. Let her take the lead. If you want her to chase you, then you need to give her some level of control. Let her be the one to ask you out on dates and organize them. When you guys are in a room together, let her approach you for a conversation and not the other way around. If you do these things first, then really, you are the one who is chasing her. So let her do them, and once she has chased, well, you can take over. Don't be desperate. Finally, and I really cannot emphasize this enough, stop being desperate. The minute you stop acting in a desperate way is the minute you start having more luck with the ladies. They will pick up on this energy that you are putting out into the world and be drawn to you. Now, it's funny, you know, how when you are desperate for something, it never actually arrives. But when you stop wanting it, it comes your way. So take that as a hint and don't forget that, guys. See you soon.